So let us look into the matter, this matter of worship, of paying honour and respect, a little more closely. In the episode with which we've just been concerned, the word for honour and respect is garava. Garava. And it means, according to the dictionary, reverence, respect, honour, esteem, veneration, worship. So the connotation of the term is clear enough. It clearly suggests the kind of positive attitude which we should naturally adopt towards something or someone we see or experience as higher than ourselves. So what is it that we see as higher than ourselves? Obviously, we see the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as higher than ourselves. But is there anything else? Is there anything else that can be an object of honour and respect? Now, it's very interesting to see in this connection that Buddhist tradition speaks of a group of six garavas. That is to say, six respect-worthy or venerable or worshipful objects. So what are these? I'll give their names just in Pali for the moment. According to the Pali canon, they are Satta, Dhamma, Sangha, Sikha, Appamada, and Patisantara. The first of these, that is to say Satta, which means literally teacher, of course correspond, the first three of these rather, Satta, Dhamma, and Sangha, correspond to the three jewels or three refuges. So we're quite familiar with them at least as objects of veneration or objects of worship. I shan't therefore say anything about these three garavas. I'll just concentrate on the second group of three. But before doing that, I'll say just a word about the very first garava, that it is a satta. This is of course equivalent to Buddha. The Buddha is called Satta Deva Manusanam, or teacher of gods and men. So the term Satta for the Buddha, or Shastra in Sanskrit, occurs very frequently in the Pali scriptures. It's often said, the teacher said this, or the teacher said that. The Pali scriptures, in fact Buddhist scriptures generally, don't always use the term Buddha. Sometimes they use the word Tathagata, sometimes they use the word Lokajesta, and so on. Similarly, they often use the word Satta or Shastra, which means simply teacher. But of course, we don't usually speak of Satta, Dhamma, Sangha. We usually speak of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So why is there a difference here? The reason, I think, must be because we experience the Buddha personally, mainly in his capacity as teacher. And in our particular case, we experience him in his capacity as teacher, usually through the scriptures. And therefore, we respect him mainly as teacher, supreme teacher, teacher of gods and men. We must also remember that in ancient India, very great respect was always paid to the teacher. Not just to the spiritual teacher, but even to what we would call the secular teacher. In the West, in recent decades, the term guru has become very popular. It's also become rather debased. And in the West, this term guru is generally used in an exclusively spiritual or pseudo-spiritual sense. But this is not the case in India. In India, the ordinary school teacher or college professor is spoken of as one's guru. One can even speak of one's guru in economics, or something of that sort. Or the guru who taught you ABC. And in Buddhism, parents are also referred to as gurus or as acharyas, which means the same thing. In fact, they're called, in some texts, parents are called the first gurus or first acharyas, because your parents, your mother and your father, are the first people from whom you learn anything. So, in Buddhist tradition, one respects one's parents not just because they are one's biological parents, but also because they are one's teachers, one's first or original teachers.